The content of this program is intended for a blind and print impaired audience. You're listening to North Carolina Reading Service. This is Connect to Success. I am your hometown girl, Shadate Hargett Hill. For the next half hour, I'll be bringing stories to inspire and empower in hopes that you will connect to your own success. Let's do it. Very interesting story that I found on Facebook. There are a lot of breakthroughs in gene therapy and microchip implants that are transforming treatments for blindness. Ultra-thin photovoltaic chips placed under the retina paired with smart glasses allow patients with macular degeneration to read and write. Additionally, gene editing therapies are actively curing inherited forms of vision loss. Here is the breakdown of most promising technologies offering new hope. Photovoltaic retina implants, or PRIMA, ultra-thin 2-millimeter square microchips are implanted beneath the retina. Patients wear specialized augmented reality glasses that capture and beam video directly to the microchip, allowing patients with severe vision loss to interpret everyday visual information. Gene therapy treatments like Luxturna inject a harmless virus carrying a missing or defective protein directly into the eye that corrects genetic eye diseases at the cellular level and helps previously dormant eye cells detect light. Synthetic corneas, for those who are cornelian blind due to disease, completely synthetic non-rejectable artificial corneas are restoring independence and clarity to patients with severe keratoconus. So there's great treatment away, and some of them are already here. In medtechinnovator.org, from blindness to 4K vision, Cornet Vision's artificial cornea provides new hope for corneally blind. And this is for blindness to 4K vision. Globally, corneal disease is a leading cause of blindness, with millions requiring transplants, yet only a fraction receive them. This disparity is due to severe donor shortages and a lack of infractors and qualified surgeons. In fact, over half of the world's population does not have access to transplantation. Even in regions where keratoplasty or corneal transplantation is available, outcomes vary significantly depending on tissue quality, surgical preciseness, and host immune mechanisms. Over 25% will suffer from significant optical distortion upon bandage removal, and 20% of grafts will be rejected and become opaque within the first 2 years of follow-up. Let's have this one story about regaining independence after blindness. Patrick is a 73-year-old man suffering from inherited corneal degeneration, or keratoconus. His past medical history includes 6 transplantations, 3 in each eye. The last procedure performed about 20 years ago was rejected within just a couple of months of the transplantation. Patrick has been blind since his 50s, requiring complete assistance with all activities of daily living. About 2 years ago, after becoming irreversibly blind, Patrick and his wife gave birth to their youngest daughter. Patrick had never seen her until Cornet made it possible. Patrick was recruited to the Cornet K-Pro clinical trial as his first patient in Paris, France. The operation took place in June 2024. As the inventor, I couldn't resist. I snuck into Patrick's room the afternoon of the procedure, described Gilad Litvin, MD, Cornet's founder and chief medical officer. I removed his bandage and showed him the digit 2 on my iPhone screen. He looked puzzled at the phone and said he saw the number 2. I repositioned the bandages and left. Later, I realized that the iPhone was introduced 3 years after he became blind. The following day, the bandages were removed for good. It was clear that a dramatic change had happened. Patrick walked independently to examine room and was able to read the digits appearing on the vision chart. He called his wife in tears and exclaimed, "We got our lives back. The next day, he saw his 18-year-old daughter for the first time. In the 9 months since that implementation, after that, Patrick's vision in this last 2 years has continuously improved, eventually achieving 2016 vision better than 2020, and he has regained complete independence. His vision and eyes look, feel, and see great. How Cornet helps? The Cornet K-Pro has advantages that are crucial for cases like Patrick's. Being completely synthetic and inert, rejection responses are not expected. The central optical member of the K-Pro is a lens replacing the optical performance of the resident cornea with ideal spherical 42 diameters of optical power. Once integrated, the K-Pro is not expected to deteriorate, and no future immune response can compromise its performance. Patrick's case demonstrates the ability of the Cornet K-Pro to become a primary solution for corneal blindness and offer for the first time a long-lasting solution that will enable corneally blind patients around the world to fully enjoy their vision potentially immediately following a relatively straightforward implantation procedure. About Cornet, Cornet Vision is a leading and innovative ophthalmic medical device company with a product portfolio addressing unmet needs in cornea, glaucoma, and ocular surface surgery. Their products, which include an artificial cornea, a synthetic scleral patch, and a revolutionary glaucoma drainage device, leverage novel and proprietary permanent tissue integrating material technology, the EverMatrix, to seamlessly integrate with surrounding living tissue, offering enhanced, long-lasting solutions that reverse and prevent blindness. About MedTech Innovator, MedTech Innovator is the world's largest accelerator of medical device, digital health, and diagnostic companies. Its mission is to improve human health by accelerating the growth of companies that are transforming patient care. MTI has been a catalyst for groundbreaking healthcare solutions, scoring nearly 14,000 applicants and fostering the growth of over 700 graduates. MTI alumni companies have collectively raised $9.5 billion in follow-up funding and introduced 360 products to the market, improving the health of millions worldwide. That's amazing. So amazing. And we're going to learn more about Cornet and Cornet.com. That's Cornet.com, where they have resources about Cornet and what they do. And one of the articles that they have here is CornealPhysicians.com. And they're talking about providing hope for the corneally blind. And again, more of the questions they're talking about is, corneal blindness is a major global health issue resulting from damage of disease affecting the cornea. The transplant front of the eye is essential for focusing light onto the retina. Corneal blindness disproportionately affects people in low and middle income countries with limited access to eye care services and surgical interventions. The impact extends beyond the individuals, affecting families and communities while hindering opportunities for education, employment, and quality of life. Factors contributing to corneal blindness include infections, injuries, genetic disorders, and degenerative conditions. Infections like trachoma and keratitis, trauma from accidents, and congenital disorders can scar or cloud the cornea, significantly impairing vision. Fortunately, corneal blindness is often treatable through corneal transplantation. Replace damaged or diseased corneal tissue with healthy donor corneals. Penetrating keratoplastia. I'm saying this wrong, so bear with me. Keratoplasty. Penetrating keratoplasty, or PKP, is the replacement of the central corneal tissue buttoned with a transplant from a donor. This procedure has a failure rate of 20 to 30%, making repeat transplantations one of the most prevalent indications for the procedure. An additional challenge of this technique is the optical performance following transplantation. A large fraction of patients are left with significant optical distortions, which preclude functional vision. Finally, a critical challenge is the shortage of corneal doctors and corneal surgeons. PKP mandates specific training and a significant learning curve to specialize in the procedure and achieve incorporation of the transplant with good optical performance. As a result, many corneally blind patients endure years of waiting for a transplantation, and in some regions, they may never receive the opportunity. Efforts to address this include raising awareness about organ donation, improving eye banking and fractures, expanding training programs to include underdeveloped countries, and implementing public health strategies to prevent and treat corneal damage. Research into alternative treatments such as artificial corneas and regenerative medicine holds promise for expanding options for those affected by corneal blindness. By combining preventive pressure measures, increased access to eye care, and advancements in medical interventions, the global community can work towards reducing the burden of corneal blindness and improving vision-related outcomes. Artificial corneas, termed keratoprothesis or K-PRO, represent a pioneering approach in ophthalmology to address the shortage of donor corneas for transplantation. These devices aim to restore vision by replacing the damaged or diseased natural cornea, while research continues to refine the design and enhance biointegration. Artificial corneas offer a promising solution for cases where traditional corneal transplantation may not be feasible or access to transplantation is non-existent. The evolving field of artificial corneas holds potential in revolutionizing treatment for corneal diseases and improving vision outcomes worldwide. Early K-PROs, such as the Boston K-PRO, use tissue to bridge the gap between the synthetic lens and the native ocular tissue. Newer approaches aim to eliminate the dependence on tissue for integration, instead utilizing inert and biocompatible polymers. Here is where one of the strengths of the Corneat K-PRO lies. The Corneat K-PRO, Corneat Vision, is an artificial cornea which does not rely on biological carriers for integration with ocular tissue. Made of central lenses from PMMA, delivering 4-2D of optical power at the corneal plane, it features a spherical design to compensate for potential degeneration and surrounding porous non-degradable polyax matrix skirts promote cellular invasions and tissue integration, seamlessly adhering to the eye wall between the conjunctive and the scalar. Previous designs like the Boston and the K-PROs attached to the cornea tissue and tissue devoid of blood vessels with poor healing capacity, whereas the Corneat K-PRO adheres to the eye wall and an area with abundant blood supply and fibroblasts that promote healing. So embedding Boston and the K-PROs is very challenging surgically and requires multiple interventions. But when setting out to develop the Corneat K-PRO device and its implementation procedures, the focus was developing a straightforward one-step procedure. The development of the procedure went through multiple designs, first in animals and then in human cadavers. And they use their eyes. And this is followed by the first in-human clinical trial, while feedback from the primary investigators were incorporated throughout. Prior to the FIH trial, two tools were developed to aid the surgeon in the implementation, the marker and snapper. The marker stamps a pattern on the ocular surface at the beginning of the procedure, directing the surgeon where to place these sutures. It marks the edge of the eye to allow better visualization of the remnant cornea to facilitate the complete introduction of the cornea edge into the device's undercut. The snapper was developed to assist in the manipulation of the corneal edge into the undercut. A dedicated training curriculum was developed and includes a one-hour presentation followed by wet lab practice lasting 2 to 3 hours per surgeon. Like any procedure, a learning curve was evident in the FIH trial. Contrary to legacy designs, the surgeons mastered the technique relatively easy and quickly. Many key elements of the design are incorporated in the realm of the PMMA, optical member, which is fused with the surrounding skirt and covered by it superiorly and inferiorly. The rim of the Cornette K-Pro has several important features. One is a dedicated suture with holes for the PMMA, and two, bays in the rim to facilitate future surgical interventions in the anterior chamber, and three, bio-stenching grooves filled with porous matrix that encourage tissue growing into the rim, ensuring permanent integration with the eye wall. The design aims to alleviate the downward pressure on the resident cornea and potentially angle closure that ensures. This rim is sutured to the labial of the cornea and non-degradable sutures, both physically attaching the device to its intended position and creating a force pulling the angle open. This is amazing, amazing new products that they're using in people, and they want to learn more about it. You can go to Cornette, Cornette.com. Amazing, amazing stuff. Once I was blind, but now I see. So amazing. And how about this, you guys? Cornette Everpatch hits the U.S. market. Farewell to traditional ocular tissue grafts. And this was started a couple years ago, and it's growing more and more in stature for people. Cornette Vision, a leader in innovative medical devices solutions, proudly introduced the Cornette Everpatch, a pioneering synthetic tissue integrated matrix design to revolutionize ophthalmic surgeries. Endorsed by leading surgeons across the U.S., this FDA-cleared device represents a significant leap forward in addressing complications related to surgical interventions of ocular surfaces. Now, the Cornette Everpatch is a synthetic tissue substitute for ocular surface surgeries, offering a unique combination of features that provide a significant advantage over existing tissue grafts, which degrade over time. Its novel structure enables seamless integration with surrounding tissue without triggering a chronic foreign body response, and its non-degradability permanently reinforces the ocular surface. The Cornette Everpatch is poised to provide an optimal solution for reinforcing tissue over glaucoma drainage devices, addressing complications such as tube exposure that often require reoperation, and at only 100 microns thick, the device is significantly thinner than tissue grafts, allowing it to conform better to the eye wall. Dr. Gilad Litvin, co-founder and chief medical officer at Cornette Vision, emphasizes the safety and efficiency of the Cornette Everpatch, stating that this significant synthetic tissue substitute is tear-resistant, non-degradable, and completely biocompatible with no observed chronic inflammatory response that exists around tissue grafts. We are tracking over 100 devices that we supply to 25 ophthalmology and ophthalmic centers in the past years with excellent feedback, and we are confident that the Cornette Everpatch will see a new standard of care in ocular surgeries necessities in reinforcing people who are blind. Amazing stuff, you guys. Amazing stuff. Hold on. Everybody is making a transformation for so many people that are blind. And this is great research, great things that are happening to people. So I hope you are inspired and empowered and empowered to see that change is coming for so many people. Now, as you know, stories of blind individuals highlight incredible resilience, adaptation, and varied human experiences. From pioneer athletes to everyday advocates, these narratives span diverse journeys of individuals who navigate the world without sight. And we're going to throw some at you, let you hear about a little of them, and then you do some research on these people and these things and see what you find. And I tell you, it's all inspiring because you know what? Somebody's story is your story, and your story is somebody else's story, okay? Real life stories and memoirs. Raven's transformation. Raven lived the first 27 years of her life with sight before losing her vision due to health issues. She found profound purpose in this change and now works to show other blind individuals that they can overcome limitations. How about Chris Downing's architectural career? Downey was a successful architect who went blind following a brain tumor surgery. Instead of giving up his career, he adapted by using a printer for textile drawings and malleable wax sticks. He learned to hear buildings through acoustics and textures, ultimately returning to his profession to help design hospitals and spaces built with blind people in mind. How about Andrew Leland's memoir? Author and journalist Andrew Leland chronicled his own vision loss caused by retinitis pigmentosa in his memoir, The Country of the Blind. His story explores the nuanced culture, adaptive technologies, and the mental shifts required to navigate a world built for the sighted. Athletic and exploratory feats. Alan Locke's expeditions, after rapidly losing his eyesight to macular degeneration, Royal Navy sailor Alan Locke decided not to let it stop his love for adventure. He competed in 18 marathons, rode across the Atlantic Ocean, and became the first blind person to ski to the South Pole. How about Gia Pergolini's gold medal? Legally blind due to Stargardt disease, Gia Pergolini set her sights on the Tokyo Paralympics at just 17 years old. She took home the gold medal in the 100-meter backstroke, inspiring athletes all over the world. How about community perspectives and advocacy? Sally's story. Sally lost her sight at age 24 while teaching third grade. After attending a rehabilitation guild, she relearned daily living skills, braille, and independent navigation. She eventually used her experience to become a celebrated children's author and teacher, publishing several books. How about farming blind? Jason Duck Barber, an eighth-generation farmer in Tennessee, works his land despite having retinitis pigmentosa. He shares his story alongside how he uses artificial intelligence and modern tech as a solo farmer on his platform. See, these are some amazing people. And although we can't go through them all today, we're going to pick through some of them in the next few months. And we're going to go deeper into their stories, deeper into what inspires them so we can inspire you. How about that? But before we get to those, how about this story of blind metal singer? Are you kidding me? Yes. Listen up. I'm With the Band tells from a blind metal singer. When Joel lost his vision, he had to reset his relationship with music. Now he's the lead singer in the world's first blind-led metal band. I'm the lead singer in the world's only blind-led metal band, becoming legally blind by 27 due to multiple sclerosis complications, turned my life upside down. The frustration was real. I had to learn how to do everything in a different way, especially music. I've always been inspired with the stories music could tell, not just with lyrics, but in ways I'd spend a lifetime trying to describe. So that's exactly what I've devoted my life to. And now at age 32, I wouldn't change it for the world. I could no longer see. Let's talk about getting the band together. I could no longer see my fingers when playing instruments, so I focused on my voice, knowing I'd have to find a path that no one's ever traveled before. We've all heard of Stevie Wonder, right? After all, and I knew I wanted to redefine what people think about blind musicians and what they are capable of. It wasn't until I joined a new band that I really found my place in the world. Dead Within Days showed me what true acceptance feels like, and that no matter what you are, with enough determination, you can still follow your dreams no matter what happens in life. We work together, practice our performances, mapping everything on every stage we perform on so that I can depend on my surroundings and we can depend on each other. We want to surprise people with how much energy we have. Before we take the stage, I feel like most people simply see a blind guy. Just here with some friends and trying to stay out of the way. I imagine the amazement on their faces when that blind guy takes the stage and tells the crowd, "I can't see you, so I need to hear you." As I raise my hands, everyone cheers and the music starts blasting. The set always ends with our message. If you never give up on yourself, your dreams are always possible. Say it again. If you never give up on yourself, your dreams are always possible. One of our most popular songs, Sleep Traveler, talks about experiences with blindness and insomnia. It's personal, but in a way that many fans are able to relate to. The music becomes a link between those who may suffer but choose to strive for better. We've been a band for a few years now, and I've been able to travel a lot, meet and connect with so many incredible people. It's something I'm completely committed to and always improved in hopes that we can bring as much attention to our music and our message. Music has given me an avenue in life to cultivate confidence by accepting my vulnerabilities. As a band, I believe we help inspire others to do the same. Being an example is often the best way to change people's minds about something. This is just the beginning for me and the band, Dead Within Days. We're never giving up on showing the world that no matter who you are, you have a voice. And no matter what happens, you can always follow your dreams. The author of this is Joel Sophia. He's the lead singer for Dead Within Days, the world's first blind-led metal band, a quintet from the New York music scene that delivers metalcore you wish you'd heard of sooner, while also demolishing the disability stigmas of the world. You can follow Joel or Dead Within Days on Instagram. That's Joel or Dead Within Days on Instagram. Check them out. Amazing, amazing stuff. But again, what I want you to remember is that what he said, and it's very important for everyone to remember this, that you can do anything you set your mind to, your goals to. And again, his message is, if you never give up on yourself, your dreams are always possible. Please know that. Please remember that. Okay? Great. The content of this program is intended for a blind and print impaired audience. Well, our time is up, but I hope you've been inspired and empowered to connect to your own success. You're listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. This is Connect to Success. I am your hometown girl, Shadate Hargett Hill, and I want you to always be inspired, always be empowered, and know that everything is for your good, and you can be anything you want to be. See you next time on the radio.